2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
There's desperation and anguish.
More than 80,000 Afghans have since arrived in America, but this story is still unfolding. I'm Andreas Martin. In my new podcast, Stranger Becomes Neighbor, we'll find out what happens to these new arrivals in our communities. Who would help our newest neighbors? Follow us at kslpodcast.com, Apple Podcasts, or anywhere else you listen. The sky's so blue, the birds are singing, I got nothing to do. Hey, 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 hey. It's a sunny day. Sunny day now. My pocket's empty, my cupboard's bare. But call me illogical, I just don't care. Hey, 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 hey. It's just a sunny day. Hey, 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 it's a sunny day.
The KSL Greenhouse. Information and great talk about your home, garden, and your lawn. If you love perennials, can't get enough help on landscape design, or just want to keep your lawn and vegetable garden pest-free, grab a pen. It's the KSL Greenhouse on KSL News Radio.
Good morning, and thank you for joining us for the KSL Greenhouse. Maria Chaleos and Ton Bettis with you this morning. We are coming to you from an Ivory Homes model home in Sugar House. It's called the Verde Collection, and you can find it. You can come see this beautiful home at 2660 Highland Drive. So we hope you come out and see it. This is a shortened edition of the KSL Greenhouse show, an abbreviated edition to make way for our special coverage for General Conference of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. And that will begin at 9:30. So stay with us for that as well. Ton, it's a beautiful morning. It's good to be out. A little crisp out here this morning, but it's a fun day to be out.
Oh, it's beautiful. The sun's out. We're together doing a show finally.
I know. First time in months.
Months. And warm weather for Easter egg hunts for those that are doing them. Mm-hmm. So, you know, you can't ask for a better day. You know, this home is gorgeous, too. You know, just perfectly placed and quiet inside, just a refuge from the world, but yet convenient to so many things.
Right. So we hope you'll come out and see it today. The model home will actually be open till 7, even though we will only be here until 10 o'clock this morning. I wanted to mention that Caitlin and I have been working on a new video for you. So people who would like to do a little project for their Easter weekend or even after Easter weekend, we put together some fun baskets using succulents, and we've decorated kind of the top, kind of created a living centerpiece for you with the one and the other, where you can just place the succulents easily inside.
Well, the succulents are so versatile that you can move them around and plant them in different things, fairly easy to propagate. And if you are into plants and don't have a lot of room for them, succulents are such a great hobby.
And I have really taken it up. We're going to do a video on, I'm going to landscape one little area on a succulent garden this year, trying to move more into that water-wise gardening. And there are so many beautiful varieties of hardy succulents that are out in your nurseries right now. So check them out. They are lovely. Now, as for the video that we have put together, you will find that on the KSL Greenhouse Facebook page, or you can also find it on our landing page at kslgreenhouse.com/. Caitlin's going to have to give that to me.
Google it.
Oh, I always have that right with me, and now I don't have it. Ah, here we go. KSLnewsradio.com/greenhouse. I just wasn't trusting myself. You can find it there as well. And just a fun video, fun spring project. And these centerpieces, you can use them out on your patio all summer long. The succulents will do very well. We've used hardy succulents that do really well in our climate. So check that out if you want a fun Easter project or a fun just spring project.
That has brought something to our show. I don't ever imagine Tim and I doing succulent basket videos.
You don't think he would put together a succulent basket?
But it's such an area, a demographic of things we never covered that has actually hit really well with listeners. And so just the creativity of it, and it's something I never would have thought of doing. So I just wanted to congratulate you on that, for your creativity.
Thank you.
And it's just, I think, also a great service on what people can do.
Well, and you know, I also love to repurpose things. So the baskets that I've used in this project are things that I just had around the house. I tried to do some inexpensive things that are easy with just, you know, even things that you find in your yard. So that's just one of my passions. So we're just having fun with it, Ton, and that's all there is to that. Let's get right back to our phone lines, because we're going to run out of time here just with so little time left in the show this morning. Let's go to Garth in Grantsville. Good morning, Garth. How can we help you this morning?
Hey, I have a dilemma here. We've been told that we're only going to get about a fourth of our water this year from the irrigation. My question is, do on the lawn, do I need to still aerate, and what kind of a fertilizer should I use? You know, what kind of a program should I use? We're going to have very little water. The water that I will get will probably be for my fruit trees and keeping the other trees alive that I have.
Well, the water will keep your lawn alive, but the lawn will be dormant. And so I would go ahead and fertilize now and aerate now, because this is the best time of year for that grass to benefit up from it. And when it goes dormant, as long as the lawn receives 1 inch of water per month, it will, the roots will stay at, will stay alive but dormant, and then the next year your lawn will come back as normal. So if you do have that opportunity, if you have can water it like twice in 1 week, once a month, that should get the lawn through if it does go dormant. So,
okay, but as far as fertilizer, should I just cut it in half, or, you know, I mean, I don't want to promote growth, and I don't know what kind of a spring we're going to have if we're going to
still get. You can either do a slow-release fertilizer or just a shot of 20-00 that will only last about a month to 6 weeks.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, I'm hoping we get more, but what I'm looking at or, is probably just enough to keep the orchard alive.
Yeah, half application would be fine, too.
Yeah, yeah, okay. All righty, but go ahead and aerate anyway. I was just wondering if that wouldn't dry the ground out just that much more with the, you know,
opening it up. No, if you have clay ground, it will be a benefit.
Okay. Okay, and we do, so. All right, thank you.
Thank you so much for your call this morning. Next texter is asking, Ton, you know those big wild sunflowers you see on the freeway? Any idea what kind they are? They want to know what variety they are. They would like to plant some.
Well, the only place they're going to get seeds if they is collecting the actual sunflowers that you see, because they're just a wild species. There's two or three of them that look very similar.
Mm-hmm.
And so what you would have to do is just go find in late summer to early to mid-fall, find some flower heads where the petals have fallen off. They have the dry seeds in there, and you would spread those apart and then just sprinkle them in the area where you want them, and they will germinate.
Mm-hmm.
So, but most of the cultivated flowering sunflowers that we just grow for flowers are going to have a different look to them. The bigger flowers, more compact. And if they're just kind of looking for that wild, more, when I say rangy, I don't mean in a bad way, but just that wild and woolly look to the sun,
kind of
to the late summer flower summers, yes,
right?
Then they're probably just going to have to find and harvest those seeds on their own.
All right. We've been telling our listeners we are coming to you live from a model home in Sugar House for Ivory Homes. It's the Verde Collection. With us is Tony Hoagland. And the biggest thing about this home is that it's green, just so energy efficient.
It is. And some of the items we haven't mentioned is the landscaping uses one-third the water.
Ah, again, green.
So yeah. As a gardener, you can appreciate that. We've also got it's set up for car chargers. It's got the electric car chargers on all homes we build. So that becomes very energy efficient if you drive an electric car, which most people should be trying to. The other couple of other good points is the house is prepped for solar. And then also we're doing thermostats are all self-learning, Wi-Fi connected, so we take care of that. And then the biggest thing is the HERS score, which is an energy rating that we have. Older homes like I have, which is almost 100 years old, probably has a 250 score rating. The lower, the better. Most of the homes that Ivory build are around 53 HERS, and most of the homes that most builders in Salt Lake build are around that number. This home is 41. And to give you a comparison, that's like taking a golf score from 72 to 60.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's a lot of work to get that low. And that's because of all the energy efficiency we've put in. Also, we've been sustainable. All our countertops are set up. They came from a salvage yard or the scrap yards, so we didn't use new slabs. So we saved that way. And all of the interior is resourced from Salt Lake. If you walk through, you'll see some great paintings. They're all original art from local artists here.
Wow. stuff I didn't even know. I mean, you've even repurposed the countertops. You would never know. They are lovely.
They are, but you wouldn't know that. You know, it's just, it's, we want to save money and sustainability, so we used old slabs that had been used before and that were left over in a slab yard.
That's great. You know, just the recycling right now, that is such an important thing for people to be able not only just to feel good about trying to do something to save the environment, but to help save money.
Exactly.
And to be more sustainable. And, you know, local culture kind of teaches us to be frugal. And when you can do that and you're supporting the local economy with local artwork and everything being sourced here, that money is coming right back in to the neighborhood where the home was built.
Exactly.
All right. We want you to come out and see this model home. It is beautiful. Again, we are at 2660 Highland Drive in Sugar House. And this is the Verde Collection, a beautiful modern home. You want to come see it today. The home is open until 7, but we're going to be here till 10. And Tony's here right now, and he can show you through the house. Right, Tony?
Exactly. We invite you in.
All right. So come see
us. Come meet Maria.
Okay, come meet me. I will be here until 10 o'clock today. And let's take a break. And the number to call, I better not give the number out because we have callers waiting, and we're going to get to as many as we can here. Just an abbreviated edition of the KSL Greenhouse Show. We'll be right back.
A gun in the face.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
Started 2 years of horror for an American in Venezuela.
They said, you need to give us your phone and get ready because you're coming with us.
I'm Becky Bruce, and I spent a year researching and piecing together Josh and Tammy Holt's story about their ordeal in a notorious prison.
That's when everything started to turn bad. We had another pound on the door. Boom, boom, boom. And there was the police once again.
You can binge all of the episodes of Hope and Darkness on KSLpodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Good morning. Thank you for spending your Saturday morning with the KSL Greenhouse Show. Maria Anton with you this morning, coming to you from beautiful model home in Sugar House for Ivory Homes. Verde Collection at 2660 Highland Drive. Come see this beautiful home. It'll be open until 7 o'clock tonight, and Tony's ready to show you the home right now. Let's take our next caller. That is Bill in Sugar House. Good morning, Bill.
Good morning.
What is your question?
I purchased an espaliered apple tree last year. I planted it in the fall. It was a 15-gallon plant, probably about an inch and a half. And I know you always say to cut off the apples for the first couple of years, but I wasn't sure on a tree that size, is that still the case?
It is. Whenever you plant a new apple tree, you always take the fruit off for the first 2 years.
Okay.
And that goes for any fruit tree. Okay?
Okay. Thank you.
All right, Bill, thank you for your call this morning. Let's take another caller. Let's see. We have Robin in South Ogden. Good morning, Robin. Robin, are you there?
Yes.
Go ahead. What was your question?
Yes. A dappled willow tree. It's a tree form. It's the Hakuro Nisheki, I guess.
Yep, I'm familiar with it. Yeah, we're on short time. So it's a decent tree. You put it in a shaded area, and you don't want to over prune it, but you can tip prune it to keep that foliage kind of the pink color you want.
Okay, so it's a good tree for where I want to put it then.
Yeah, it should be, as long as, I mean, it's going to get 10 feet, you know, 8 to 10 feet, but they are very pretty.
Okay, thank you very much.
All right, Robin, thank you so much. I'm going to live dangerously and go to Grant in Alpine. Good morning, Grant. What is your question this morning?
Hi, I moved into a new house last fall, and it's got about a third of an acre in the backyard that's just weeds right now, and I guess it's filled with what's called Johnson grass. And so quick two-part question is, for putting sod down, how worried do I need to be about killing that Johnson grass first? And then for some fruit trees that I've already purchased, should I put them in first and then kill the Johnson grass later, or should I kill off the Johnson grass first and then wait some amount of time to put the trees in?
I would kill the grass out first. I would just go get some Roundup, and that should do the job, especially in the spring when the soil is a little bit wetter and it's actively growing, and just spray it out and then do what you need to do.
And how long do I need to wait from killing the grass until I put the trees into that ground?
You can put them in immediately. I mean, you want to wait a week or so to make sure it's dead, but there, any Roundup that's in the soil is bound up and it won't harm the trees.
Okay, perfect. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thanks for your call this morning. Final question for you, Ton. Is it too late to prune butterfly bushes?
No. Knock them down to a foot off the ground, 18 inches off the ground, and they'll spring right back and give you beautiful flowers.
All right. Perfect day to do what?
Perfect day to not plant tomatoes, even though
still
it's warm.
Too early.
We're still at least a month soon. And so perfect day to get your cool season crops in, start mowing if you need to. There's all sorts of stuff you can be doing.
All right. We're going to check out our community calendar, our gardening calendar, and come back with more from this beautiful model home. We are at the Ivory Homes Model Home Verde Collection, 2660 Highland Drive.
With KSL Greenhouse.
Dig Around Town is brought to you by Utah State University Extension. Check out monthly gardening tips and online gardening courses at garden.usu.edu. Calling all backyard gardeners, urban homesteaders, and hobby farmers, do you want to step up your sustainability game? Interested in moving beyond tomatoes and peppers in your garden? Join USU virtually April 17th for the Urban Homestead Expo. Find out more at garden.usu.edu. On April 8th, learn to create water-wise park strips at the Conservation Garden Park. Details at conservationgardenpark.org. Catch a course on deer-resistant landscaping on April 10th with Weber Basin Water. More info at weberbasin.com. And reserve your tickets to visit Ashton Gardens at Thanksgiving Point. Ashton Gardens features 50 acres of stately gardens and the largest man-made waterfall in the Western Hemisphere. Now, a look at this week's Quick Tip.
With cooler weather, it's a great time to plant many cool-season vegetables. These include asparagus, spinach, radishes, rhubarb, beets, carrots, Swiss chard, and peas. Raspberries and peonies are also available at local garden centers as starts or maybe bare root. It's a great time to plant those too. For more information, contact your local USU Extension office or find us on Facebook.
You can also find the Dig Around Town calendar and more fun gardening info at kslnewsradio.com/greenhouse.
A stranger with a gun came upon two teens taking pictures under a rising full moon. But violence is only the beginning of this story.
Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and I've spent my career talking about how lives are undone by violence. The Letter is a podcast about how lives are remade. Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.